Hello, everyone. This is Dr. McCleary coming to you with Blog Talk. Last week, we talked about getting our happy back. I hope that you have found the instructions that I've given you to be helpful, to help you to be able to examine your emotions and find out what is it that you really need to do to get your happy back. I believe that God wants us to be happy and to be content. And the Bible says to be of good courage, you know, for he shall strengthen our hearts. And I believe that your heart is being strengthened. And so the day is now, you know, it's Tuesday. I didn't come to you on Monday. I wanted you to have that time. And we're going to talk about recovery. I believe in order to maintain your happiness or continue processing that part of your life where you know that you want to be happy, is that we're going to talk about recovery. Recovery comes after the fact that you have been in a devastating experience, whether sometimes it's a sickness, whether we've had an operation, whether something devastated happens to us when we use the word recovery, is to recover from what has happened in our lives. And I do believe that this is going to be a very important segment of the program because we as the people of God have gone through so many different things in this last year or two, and maybe even three, where it seems as though our strength has been taken. It seems as though our faith has withered. It seems as though sometimes our hope is not there. And like I said, we talked about our happiness has gone. Now, one of the things that I want you to consider is to consider, yes, I've been through some things. I believe that the person who's going to be victorious in 2016 is that person who's not faking it. Who's not someone used to use the word, I'm going to fake it until I make it. Well, you don't want to fake it. You want to be honest with your one self and say, you know what? This time in my life, the past couple of months, year, week, whatever, have been devastated. And like the people of God used to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, what would I have done? And what could I have, where would I have gone and what could I do? And so truly, we as men and women of God, we've been there. Some of us have really been in some tremendous storms and tremendous fights. You know, the fight, we've been in a fight, it seems like. We've been in something, we may be a disaster or overwhelming, famine, whatever you want to call it, it was a place where we did not prosper. Let's put it like that. A place where we did not prosper, where we would say, oh, look what I've done. But now we have prospered in another sense, and I'm going to talk about that when we are talking about recovery and what we can take away from what has happened in our lives. It is not really the baddest thing. Really, it is probably, it's going to work always it does work to our good. But it's good to be able to look back on it so that we can learn, so that we can teach each other, so that we can help each other, so that our discernment, we know that our discernment is sharper now because of what we have encountered. We understand the process of famine or trouble or storms or unforeseen circumstances, tragedies, so many different things that we could call what we've gone through, just overwhelming depression and anxiety and all of these things just wrapped up into one. But the good thing about it that we can truly say to ourselves, thank God I'm still here. Thank God that I'm here among the living. I thank God, and it's not so much living, but living yet with purpose in mind, living with purpose in mind. We're going to really talk about recovery, though, because I believe that this is I believe it's vital for us to stay in recovery for a season so that we will get all that God has for us. I believe the recovery place in our lives is where God speaks to us. David writes in Psalms 91, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." I believe recovery are wrapped up in those words that I just spoke to you about David in Psalms 91. I believe that David wrote that because he realized that the things that tried to befall him or that was befaulting him, David was able to articulate how it felt. And I just love the Psalms 91. "I waited patiently on the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place." It is a hiding place in God. It's a recovery place in God, where you may be, or you may, and even now, so now, getting your happy back, you may be in this place where you don't have all your strength back like you need, like you want. You don't really have clear vision like you need to. You really don't know exactly what you're going to do. You just know that you are reaching for your happiness. And now, you know, I should have probably do recovery first and then happiness. But nevertheless, I just thought about recovering as well, because that is a part of our living, to be in that recovery place. So I want you to realize that anything that the saints of God go through in our lives, Solomon could not have said it better. There is a time and there's a season for all things. Unfortunately, we don't expect those seasons to come. And when they do come, we really don't know how to articulate it, because we sometimes don't see it coming. You know, God can reveal to us with dreams and interpretation and prophecies that may come into our lives to kind of help us to break the fall without hurting ourselves in the midst of our tragedies and unforeseen circumstances. But nevertheless, these things do befall us. And then when we are getting ready to come out of them, we are probably shooken apart. We seem to can't get our barriers together oftentimes like we want to. We've lost some things. Some of us would have lost some things. You know, we've lost friends and loved ones and monies and maybe houses and cars and material things. Yes, yeah. You know, but thank God that you're here. God has not lost you, and you have not lost God. And you can say glory to God just for that and that alone, that I'm here. And then take this time and enjoy your recovery. Enjoy it. You're not really ill, but you're not ready to go out and face the world yet. And that's okay too. You're grasping for your happiness, and you're grasping for your respiration. And so this is going to be a good time in your life. It's going to be, recovery is wonderful. You know, I do believe that when I had my children, you know, you have the baby and the pain is, I mean, tremendous pain. And after that, you've gone through tremendous pain, you find yourself going into the recovery room. Well, you got medication where you can sort of, you got medication and it kind of keeps you kind of druggy and everything like that. And they bring you little orange juices and they bring you some crackers. And, you know, someone might come in and massage your feet if your feet's swollen. And someone might come in and just bring all these extra things. And, you know, you need, you're being, and some things, you know, you're just getting that perfect assistance. Everybody's, you know, assisting you and making sure everything is all right. And you're looking at the baby and you really want to be happy, but your pain, sometimes you really can't get the excitement that you want because the pain of having the baby is overwhelming. And so That's sometimes how recovery seems. You want to be really happy, and you're happy, but then every now and then that pain be like, ah, oh, yeah. So, men, I'm sorry. That's the best I can do for explaining recovery. But recovery is a place where you really can't do all that you would like to do. And yet you're still having this sense of happiness because, you know, this new baby is here. And so that's how I'm going to address being in recovery, because you can see that things are better. You can look at it. You can identify that things are good. But every now and then that sore place, sometimes it needs to be healed. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that this week, because if you are my friend on Facebook, it's Shirley McCleary. You can go and befriend me, or you could just go to my page and read some of the things that the Lord has been really speaking to me about. Because if you identify with the pain, and of women that are, when we have our babies, and maybe, you know, it's a great pain there. And if you just really focus on the pain, you won't get up and take care of the necessary things for the baby that's going to bring you so much joy. And so, yes, take it easy. Take it light. Go slow, because you're in recovery. Use your discernment as what to do and what not to do. Where to go, where not to go right now. Because everything, or the things that you used to do, maybe say like that, the things that you used to do, your body strength and your momentum in your mind is not always quite there, because you're coming out of such a storm, or you've been through a trauma and now you're in recovery. So it's okay to take your time and be slow about it. Nourish yourself. Nourish yourself. Take time to eat. Just take time to enjoy your food and eat. Take time to drink what you want to drink. Just drink and eat, and, you know, maybe get you some good books and read some good books. Have a good devotional in the morning time. Just get away and have a good devotional. Get some good books that you like to read. And just read. Or if you're a music person, just put on some new CDs and, you know, just be still quiet, but yet happy. You know, happiness doesn't mean that you're loud. Happiness just means that you are happy from within. And you can see that there is a rainbow in front of you. You can see that God is doing this great work in front of you. You can see what God has done